Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin maintained its stability at approximately $117,000 after the Federal Reserve decided to keep interest rates between 4.25% and 4.5%. This cautious stance, amidst ongoing inflation concerns, has set a holding pattern in the crypto market, even as broader economic signals remain mixed. In corporate news, public companies surged ahead by adding around $47.3 billion in Bitcoin this year, significantly outpacing the $31.7 billion recorded by US spot Bitcoin ETFs. Industry leaders like Strategy, formerly known as MicroStrategy, increased their Bitcoin exposure by over $12 billion, while institutions such as 21 Capital now hold in excess of $5 billion in Bitcoin. This trend underscores a strategic long-term shift in treasury management. On the regulatory front, the White House has proposed new measures requiring U.S. taxpayers to report foreign digital asset accounts as outlined in a comprehensive policy report. Meanwhile, Cboe BZX has filed with the SEC to list the Invesco Galaxy Solana ETF, a move that could offer regulated access to Solana, whose daily trading volume has reached an impressive $2 billion. In the decentralized finance arena, EtherX has soft launched on the Linear network, introducing a MetaDex that returns 100% of trading fees and incentives directly to token holders. Simultaneously, PumpSwap now commands 74% of the Solana DEX volume, driven by a buoyant surge in meme coin trades. Network integrity also made headlines as the Polygon Foundation reported a temporary outage in its Heimdall validation layer due to a validator exit, which delayed consensus finalization by over 1 hour. Efforts are underway to fully restore service. Legal developments continue to shape the landscape. The founders of Samurai Wallet pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, facing up to 5 years in prison, while a Canadian crypto scammer was sentenced to 1 year for defrauding victims through hacked social media accounts. Additionally, closing arguments in the trial of Tornado Cash developer Roman Storm emphasized the contentious debate over privacy in crypto, a discussion that may influence future innovation. A report from Mysten Labs warns that Bitcoin and Ethereum remain vulnerable to quantum computer attacks due to their reliance on the ECDSA signature scheme, highlighting an urgent need for cryptographic upgrades. South Korea is in the spotlight as its regulators scrutinize lending and margin trading services from exchanges such as Upbit and Bithum, even as innovative pilots allow tourists to withdraw cash with USDT via specialized ATMs. Navigating these developments can feel like tackling a challenging round of Street Fighter II, where precision and timing are crucial to overcoming obstacles. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.